Tie Shirt Entertainment.
System startup commencing. Operations engaged. Welcome to Reality Check.
It's showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. The man with the master plan. The shepherd to higher consciousness. Here he is, Alex Tyshirt.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Wherever you may be, congratulations on taking your first step to higher consciousness. This is Reality Check, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. And joining me, as always, the beautiful, talented Brittany Carrillo.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
So, everybody, a lot's been happening. And can you hear that?
Yeah.
We already got a phone call.
Whoa, what's up?
Let's go to the phones right away. Give me one sec.
Yes.
And welcoming into the show, we have a special caller by the name of Jay Gonzalez.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Good, good.
Good, man. Welcome to Reality Check.
Welcome.
Feels good. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Great.
We just had a photo shoot doing some promotion for the show.
We're models.
Hey, man. We can't do everything, but we do everything we can, if you know what I mean. And
that's
so,
awesome.
Introducing a new segment to the show, I want to start off with Jay calling to kind of give us some inspiration, some daily motivation, whether it be fitness, life, or just in general, to get you through your day.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, what better than to help him help us?
That's perfect. I need that.
So, Jay, what you got for us, my man?
All right. So, I was honestly thinking, I was like, what should I be speaking about on the first live podcast, caller, whatever you want to call me? So, I was actually talking about this on Snapchat yesterday. And I was like, oh, what better way to start my rent off with the rent that I already went off on, right?
Absolutely.
So, making sure you guys can hear me clearly, I'm good.
Yes, coming in live.
Sound great.
Perfect. So, yesterday I was speaking on purpose and work. Two things that are like the biggest words in my life. And what I've realized that when somebody finds their purpose, right, when you truly find what you are meant to do in this lifetime, or whatever, you know, whatever your soul speaks, you truly, all you have to do to achieve that is work. And what's crazy about work is something that you don't even need talent to do, right? All
Absolutely.
You need is time and to actually do it. So when I see people, especially people like, you know, around my age, and, you know, if it's where they don't even know what their purpose is, which is fine, because you can always, you know, work towards finding your purpose. Or there's some people that know exactly what they want in life, but they're not doing anything to achieve it. It's just crazy to me.
Right.
Because there's so many stories out there. There's hundreds and hundreds of stories of people that started from nothing, you know, and made something, made their purpose happen. So what stops people? You know, that's what always goes in my head. Like, what stops people from chasing their dreams, chasing their purpose? Because there's nothing that could really, truly stop you, you know, and it's been proven time and time before. So one thing I was telling my Snapchatters, my people that follow me, is to do what you believe is right. To do something every single day to get, you know, closer. If you go to a 9-to-5 job, when you're done working, don't go home and watch Narcos. Go home and work towards your purpose.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have 24 hours in our day, and it really comes down to, you know, what you do with those 24 hours. And I was also talking about how I honestly feel like 1 year is so much. Like, you can literally change your whole life in 1 year.
I agree.
And some of us been, you know, I'm only, you know, 21, but
wow,
I think to myself, like, I've been here for 21 years though, you know, and there's somebody that did, you know, that is my age and is doing more than me. That means I could do more, right? Like, my life in the course of when I exited high school, like, I honestly had no idea what I wanted to do in life.
Absolutely.
But I moved out and, you know, I slept in a sofa for like 8 months until I gathered enough money to buy myself a car. And then now I wake up and I'm in my own apartment. And it's crazy to me how all I had to do was work. All I had to do was, you know, not sleep and have coffee and truly just chase my purpose without, you know, trying to please anybody, without, you know, letting fear conquer me. Just work. Just simply chase my purpose. And that's pretty much what, you know, this whole topic was about. It's pretty much just chase your purpose. Like, find your purpose. Find what truly you want to do in life, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be, you know, something basic. It doesn't have to be, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur. It could be something as simple as I want to be a photographer. I want to paint. I want to be a musician. I want to, whatever it is you could do, you know. And once you find that, just do everything in your power to achieve it. And you'll feel good, because it feels good to chase your dream. It feels good to know what you want in life, you know. And if you don't know what you want in life, then strive to find what you want in life. Go to college. Like, I went to college. I dropped out, but I dropped out because I found my purpose. Like, I went to college and I started seeing all these opportunities next to me. I'm like, you know what? School is just not for me, but it made me find my purpose. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I can keep grinding, but
no, my man. Let me give you a round of applause for that. Jay Gonzalez, everybody, with your daily motivation.
Wow.
Thank you for calling so much,
that
Jay.
Was great.
And we're going to make you definitely a guest on every show. We're going to have you start our show off right.
Yes.
Sounds good. I just got to remember what I said so I don't miss
anything. Well, everybody, yeah. I always post the link for the shows after we're done so you guys can always listen back to it.
Awesome.
My
Thank
man.
You guys so much.
Thank you
Thank
for calling.
You.
So, to kind of push a little bit more what he said,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree more. Change your life in just a year.
Mm-hmm.
My life is a perfect example of that. Last year, this time, I just started school. And now I'm working for one of the top national broadcasting sports stations. You know how I did it?
Work.
Working.
Work,
going
work,
and doing,
work.
Right? Hey, where's Rihanna? Where's Rihanna? But she's, you know, she might not be there right now, but... she's not there.
Oh.
I tried calling. She's gone.
She said bye.
She said...
Bye.
She gone. But it's true, because I feel college and school, it's not for everybody.
No,
because
it's not.
In general, we did one of these shows not too long ago. I talked about our school systems. I feel a lot of it is flawed.
Yeah.
It's not bringing kids up to kind of promote artisticness, to promote imaginative creativeness.
Mm-mm.
It's not. It kind
no,
of shoves
for sure.
everything down and pushes you in line like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most famous people in life never went to school, never
yeah.
went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And they created phenomenal things that we're still using to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find your niche. You have to find what your calling is.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I feel like a lot of people feel they're missing something in life. They're depressed.
Yes.
They either go to alcohol, drugs,
mm-hmm.
or social abuse, which I call you're trying to find something that's not where you need it to be.
Yeah.
A big thing, too, I feel people need to find themselves. You can't be true with who you are until you know who you are. So you have to be by yourself. That's the biggest thing I preach to people nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many outlets for social media. Come home from work one day, shut everything off. Really sit down, maybe find a good area to sit outside, maybe read a nice book, but really hone into who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Find that inner niche. Find that inner knack. You might wake up a year later and say, holy shit, look where I'm at now.
I think a lot of people need to do that, me being one of them.
Hey, if you can know? Admit it, Brittany.
I can. It's hard,
you're
but
on the first step.
You know?
And that's,
I'm admitting it.
You know what that is?
Reality check.
That's
hey,
a reality check.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Let me get a double ding right there, okay?
Yeah.
But it's true.
No, it is.
You and, really have to find what's your knack.
And I think that would make a huge difference for, you know, not only myself, but for everybody in
yes.
order to really figure out who you are and see what it is you really need in life and what you want.
Life is not about working and paying bills.
Oh, hell no,
There's
it's not.
There's more to it.
Yes, there is.
And I believe you can find it if you break barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Since birth, I feel that we're supposed to live someone else's reality of
mm-hmm.
what this world is meant to be for us.
Yep.
And it's those select few who can break through those barriers and think outside of the box to what I call higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that are the select few that find their niche in life and are truly happy.
Yeah.
They never work a day in life because they're doing what they love.
Exactly.
Doesn't that sound like the dream job to you?
It
I'm sure
really
everybody
does.
Else can agree with that, right?
Yep.
So that's the niche I want people to know, is you have to work for your dreams. But we have a big show today.
We do.
A lot of topics. And thank you to Jay Gonzalez, everybody,
yes,
again.
Yes, thank you so much.
For his daily motivation.
Great.
He will be a new caller on our show every week.
Perfect.
But we have some big topics.
We do.
I want to break down the Colin Kaepernick event.
Ooh.
And I also want to break down cancer. Two big topics that I think people need to really dive into more and to know what's about.
Yeah.
So Colin Kaepernick, he decided to start sitting out the national anthem for us. And people were freaking out. But you know what's funny is he actually did it one of the preseason games before it was actually shown, and nobody talked about it. It was kind of shoved under the radar. Mm-hmm. He did it again the second preseason game, and everybody was freaking out. Everybody was saying how he's disrespecting the flag. He's taking a wrong stance. It's all about time and place. You're showing no respect for the veterans who died for this country. I completely agree. Time and place is everything. You should not be able to do something like this at work, at a national level, on something that's portrayed about our patriotism. There's always time and place. Just because you don't agree with something doesn't mean the majority and the masses will agree with you. Mm-hmm. So I believe he came off wrong. And for the first 3 weeks now it's been, nobody's actually talking about the true matter, what he is trying to stand up for, which is oppression and the inequality we have towards certain races in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You're ignorant if you say that it doesn't exist. That is belligerently ignorant of you. What did we have 200 years ago, I think? You know, I'm not the biggest history buff. We had a civil war mm-hmm. fighting over these events.
Yeah.
So it's bad for people to say that this isn't an issue. But the whole fact of the matter is he could have done it on his own time.
Yeah,
he could have done it out of the public eye. Right. How do you feel about the whole situation?
Yeah, I mean, he can. It's his opinion, and I totally agree with his opinion. But I just don't think he did it in the right manner. Like you said, it's national. Why don't you take a stance in a different way?
Well, people will say he's a public figure, a sports figure.
He is.
His only view is when he's playing football. I disagree. There is a pre-game and a post-game where they interview the players.
Mm-hmm.
He could have stood there and blatantly said his aspect and his political views.
Exactly.
That's a good time and place because it's off the field. You're not getting paid.
You know what? I read a story where children, I think there were fifth graders or sixth graders, they decided not to stand.
No kidding.
Yes. And it's like,
It's spreading.
Yeah. So, you know, he is a public figure. Like, people look up to him, even whoever it may be. Obviously, these kids, they like him, and they're just not standing anymore.
Right. And you know what's funny is since his protest, the silent protest, started, there's an overwhelming sentiment of those that are opposing his protest that is as disrespectful to the United States National Army, you know, the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we said. Well, Monday morning, Mike and Mike in the ESPN show, they were nationally syndicating that morning that it happened, talking about it, breaking it down. They received over 1.2 million Twitter followers just over this subject alone because it's such a big political matter right now.
Yeah.
We also have the upcoming presidential election,
mm-hmm.
Dumb and Dumber, as I like to say. And then we also have this topical issue. But see, this kind of hit me at home because what are we missing that's kind of sliding through the media because of this issue? I'm not saying it's not a big issue. It definitely needs to be handled, but I have the wrong views of how he's going about it. For example, back when I was watching Colin Kaepernick last year, when he was down falling from his season and everything, he wasn't doing so well. He had a big hype because he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
but people don't recognize that Alex Smith was the one that started that momentum. He just carried it to the end, and they might have won that season. I'm not too sure. Yeah, shout out to Fox, right? But anybody that wants to tune into the show, we have a hotline number now.
Yay.
Brittany, go ahead and give that out, please.
Alrighty, you guys ready?
We're ready.
It's 818-461-5457.
And you can call us anytime.
Anytime.
The phones are always open.
We want to talk.
We love to talk. We love to talk.
Exactly.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
So when you think about, like I said, he's very impressionable, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick's an open figure where he likes to listen to everything, but I think he's too much of a sponge at sense,
mm-hmm.
where he will take in the wrong information. There was a video posted on TMZ about him getting in a dispute with a fan,
mm-hmm.
and the fan was talking about how he's falling off the map, he's not doing anything to increase his popularity, his professional career is going to be gone within a couple years, and it's funny how he progressively got worse. Had the shoulder injury, and he was on the reserved list.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying now, especially like Colin Cowherd, who's a Fox show here,
yeah.
he called him bad and expensive. He's a bad player now, and he's going for a lot of money. So it kind of rubs people the wrong way. And
mm-hmm.
especially now he's taking such a political stance at work, at somewhere that's supposed to be an escape for most people,
yeah.
is now embellishing more of our political views.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I was saying, what have we been missing in the media because of all this, right? Well, get this. The only reason the media is pumping this story is to distract you from the fact that the Pentagon admitted they lost, quote, lost $6.5 trillion. They just lost the money. We're already in debt, if people don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Our economy is doing great. We're booming. Everybody's spending money. That's good. But inside, underneath, we're not doing as well as people think. everything kind of implementally falls after a while.
Yeah.
Same with our stock market. We had a big crash not too long ago. People are saying, why hasn't it done it lately? Everybody says we're doing so well. You never know the whole entirety of the story. Neither do I. I'm not in the federal government. We don't know exactly everything. But I'm pissed that Americans are more upset about him than the 1.3 of our national debt that went missing. That's interesting. It's a topic I think more people should be talking about. But no one is, because we want to know your stance and your position on the Kaepernick. Because social media enables everybody to think they have an opinion that matters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to bust everybody's bubble. Your opinion doesn't matter that much. I'm just being honest. If you're not a talking head and you don't have an outlet for media or a news background as a reporter, I don't want to hear about what you think about this.
For sure.
In conversation, yes. But I'm not trying to go to... You know what Facebook people call it now? The dark hole. You'll get so sucked into Facebook that you lose your persona on what's reality because you're so stuck in all these stories that are flying your way.
Seriously.
Kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Brittany, all I have to say to you is...
You had me at hello.
Oh. We have to have a little bit of fun.
Bye.
Bye. We have to have some fun with the show. So it's interesting to me that people aren't trying to do their research instead of being spoon-fed information through our media. So what else have we been missing, right? What else is the whole viewpoint on Kaepernick? Back to my original point before we got to what else we're missing, he's very impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he has some connections with people in the Black Lives Matter movement, and they're kind of feeding him information that was buffing him up. But
okay.
It's interesting because a lot of people were telling me he was wearing socks portraying cops as pigs at one of his preseason practice games.
He was.
So how can you take such a political stance, being higher above yourself,
mm-hmm.
but yet acting immature as a child?
Mm.
Trolling. You're trolling the police officers.
Yeah.
Don't let the few speak for the whole. In any career, there's always a bad apple. But you shouldn't let the little bad apples speak for the tree. Because you know that there's going to be some great fruit coming off of that tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's bad apples in everything. You just have to weed them out and do the justly thing to prosecute them.
Yeah.
Arrest them, put them in jail. I mean, some of them maybe should even be shot. Some of the things these people do, and they have the power to have law above you, I'm not okay with.
Yeah.
You need to use it to the fullest. Get this, B. Did you know it only takes 6 months to train a police officer?
Yes.
But it takes 8 years for a lawyer to learn the law. I understand there's more intricate matters of learning loopholes and whatnot. I don't think 6 months is enough for a police officer to be trained.
I don't either. But I also don't agree with how Kaepernick was relating cosmetology to training. Like, when he said that, I was like, really?
I know what Brittany was thinking.
Bye. Seriously.
Let's listen to a little bit of Kaepernick before I break this down.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. It's something that I've seen, I've felt, wasn't quite sure how to deal with originally, and it is something that's evolved. It's something as I've gained more knowledge about, you know, what's going on in this country in the past, what's going on currently. These aren't new situations. This isn't new ground. It's things that have gone on in this country for years and years and have never been addressed, and they need to be.
Colin,
this is at a postseason.
I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand.
Specifically, what would you like to say?
There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standards.
He said that there are police officers who are murdering innocent lives in the streets and are getting paid leave and are not being prosecuted. I have an issue with that. Shout outs to my mom. She sent me an article. I want to read this to you. It's a letter that a police officer that he just talked about did the same situation, and he had something to say about it.
Oh, okay.
An open letter to Colin Kaepernick. Dear Colin, guess you have been pretty busy these last few days. For the record, I don't think any more or less of you for not standing for the national anthem. Honestly, I never thought that much of you, or any professional athlete for that matter, which makes sense. To begin with, I've read your statement a few times, and I want you to know that I am one of the reasons you are protesting. You see, I am a retired police officer that had the misfortune of having to shoot and kill a 19-year-old African-American male. And just like you said, I was a recipient of a $3,000 a month while on leave, which was a good thing because I had to support a wife and three children under 7 years old for almost 3 months without any money coming in. That's horrible, right?
It is.
To support a
family.
That's
scary.
Things were pretty tight because I couldn't work part-time. Did you know that? Actually, if you're on paid leave, you can't get any other jobs.
Wow.
So, every police officer I've ever known has worked a part-time job to help make ends meet. You know, Colin, the more I think about it, the more we seem to have in common. I really pushed myself in rehab to go back on the street, kind of like you did, to get back on the field. You probably had a broken bone or two and some muscle strains and some deep bruises that you needed to get worked out. I just had to bounce back from the gunshot wound from my chest and my thigh. Good thing we both get paid when we get back to banged up to play, right? We both also know it's like to get blindsided. You by a 280-pound defensive end, and me by a couple of fires from a gun about 2 feet away into my chest and thigh.
Wow.
I still have my bloody stained shirt from my partner and my paramedics literally ripped off my back on that cold January night. Fortunately, speaking of paramedics, aren't we glad that every time we get hurt, we have professionals and doctors standing by to rush on the field? Well, I'm thankful that they got to me as they did. It only took 10 minutes for them to get to me, but by the grace of God, the artery that was in my thigh that hit did not rupture, or else they would have been 9 minutes too late to save me. I'm still here today. We also have both experienced the hate and disgust others have just because of the uniforms we wear. I sure am grateful that the sake of the folks who wear my uniform are on hand to escort you folks that wear the same types of uniforms into the stadiums like Seattle. I guess that we're similar in the end. Colin, you entertain for a living, and I almost have 800,000 people across the country to serve and protect. Are there some bad apples in my profession? Absolutely. And they need to be identified and fired or arrested. But you know what? The vast majority do the right thing. The right way. For the right reasons. Did I mention that seconds before I was shot, an elderly African-American gentleman walking down the street turned to us and said, please get them. Get them who? Well, they were the thugs terrorizing a decent neighborhood, home of dozens of good individuals trying to live their life. These folks and families depend on America's law enforcement officers, just like everyone else does. But Colin, I have buried 7 of my friends killed in the line of duty and 3 others who have committed suicide. I have attended more funerals than I care to remember and the departed that, most lives have lost and during my career. Law enforcement officers with different backgrounds, upbringings, and experiences united by their willingness to answer the call to protect and serve their fellow citizens. Colin, I'm sorry for the endorsement deals that you may have lost and the dip in your jersey sales, but come to find out, they're actually one of the top-selling jerseys right now. But please know that you will never lose what these men and women and their families have lost. So, whether you stand or sit during the national anthem means very little to me. As for me and my men and women who serve as a team and are privileged to serve, we will put on our ballistic vests, our badges and guns, kiss our loved ones goodbye, maybe for tragically some of them the last day, and continue to serve while we stand at attention. Colin, not just for the playing of our national anthem, but far more importantly, for the playing of all. So this cop, in general, was trying to protect innocent lives that were being terrorized by thugs, and he almost died trying to arrest 2 of them. And sadly, he had to kill one of the individuals after he was shot. Innocent live? I don't think so. A situation where he was protecting and serving? I do see. And it's funny how you can have one portrayal of one bad officer and blow it out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see those videos where those police officers do commit those crimes, they don't look like they're all in the head. They have something wrong with them. Either emotionally, internally, physically, they're not right, and they shouldn't be protecting and serving.
Mm.
That letter hit me at home.
Yeah, that was deep.
He wrote out of his way to let Colin Kaepernick know how he felt about his situation and to see his side of the story before he takes his stance on it.
Yeah, and he wasn't rude about it.
Absolutely not.
That's what I like.
He was letting him know how he was one of those officers who was on paid leave because he almost died protecting somebody, and he was unfortunate enough to have to kill somebody in that line of duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what really hit me at home? When he said, I pack my stuff, I put on my ballistic vest, I grab my badge and my gun, and I kiss my family goodbye, maybe for the last time.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't think how much for granted we take people like that.
That's so sad, like just thinking about it.
I saw a video today on Facebook. It doesn't make good for audio quality. Once we go on, we go popping, then everybody could see once we have our video show. But it was actually a police officer, and this title said, No Average Traffic Stop. So the police officer pulls a guy over for speeding. The guy jumps out of the car right away. And you can see the officer, he's like, sir, please get in your car. I'll be with you in a moment. The guy starts to walk up to the officer, and he's like, sir, please stop. Pulls out a gun and starts shooting point blank at the officer.
Oh, my God.
The officer runs behind the car. The guy comes up to him, starts shooting a couple more times, jumps in the car, and takes off. You don't know what these officers go through. You don't know how on edge they have to be just to do their job.
Yeah.
I understand, like we said, there's bad apples. Some of them go out of their way to get in this profession to pick on others because maybe they were that way.
Mm-hmm.
But not the whole is like that. You know what I do when I get pulled over? I still take my keys out. I still put my license on the dashboard, and I have both my hands up to show respect. Show respect to receive respect. My mother was lucky enough to teach me, you give everybody an A, and it's up to them to drop that letter every day. Show respect to receive respect.
That is so true.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
It's up to you how you land in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm going to do what I think is right.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about all that?
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. Like, that's just insane. I just, like I said, I really like how he came across. It wasn't rude or disrespectful.
Absolutely.
He just, you know, said how he felt. And I just don't like how Colin came across.
I don't either, because it's time and place.
Yeah.
You have a time and place for everything. I understand you have your outlet. Use it on your time to show me you really mean this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it while you're working, how nonchalant is that, Brittany?
Yeah.
I go out of my way to do this show. I work a total of 12 hours, including the drive to and from, to do this show. And I'm not getting paid at the moment. They gave me an outlet. I'm on their show, podcast. Shout out to Fox Sports, Scott Shapiro, Dave Weiss, the big guys.
Yay!
We get an outlet to do this because we're doing something that matters.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for anything in return. Mm-hmm. I don't want social media because of this.
Yeah.
I'm doing it because I want to make people conscious, aware of there's big things going on.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you've heard, but the jerseys that he sells, he's going to end up giving it to the first, he said it was what, the first $1,000 was going to go back to charity.
Oh, I thought he said something about $1 million.
I'm sorry. Yeah, a million. Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is he said that, but he didn't tell you where he's donating to.
No,
just good job on your research, Colin. Way to show me that you really mean it.
Yeah.
I broke down and went researching for all this stuff, yet you can't tell me what organization you're going to donate to?
Yeah, that's I was looking for, and it just said charities.
Come on, bro.
So, like, where,
if you're
though?
All in. You know what also I was thinking about this? Could it be a political stance that he's trying to use to make himself relevant again? Because he's falling off the map.
He is, but his jerseys are selling like crazy.
Now.
Yes, now they are.
Before, they weren't even on the top 20 list or something like that. They were way down there.
Yeah.
Now they're selling like hot fire. You know why? I don't think it's for the player. It's for the stance.
It is. I feel like it's becoming more of a political statement. And he's, it's raising awareness through merchandise. You know?
That's true. But see, I appreciate, we got a call. Let's get that real quick. One sec. Go ahead and get that number out real quick while I answer this.
Alrighty. If you guys want to hit us up, it's 818-461-5457. One more time, 818-461-5457. And I'll give it to you in Spanish, just in case.
Yes, please do. Oh, no, don't do it. Let's go ahead and welcome in Alexander Wall. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing? Good. How are you, my man?
I'm good. Just hanging out, smoking a bowl.
Hey, smoke two for me, please. We're doing a big show right here. So you just called in, and we were just talking about the Kaepernick situation.
Oh, yes.
Give me some input,
yes,
man.
You
how,
were.
Do you,
that,
how do you feel about this?
I think
this?
It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why
it's
so?
It's a distraction. Every few weeks, the media comes out with something new. Before, it was the bathrooms. It was the Confederate flag. It was, you know, just whatever the fuck. Now it's something new. Yes, this is a real issue, and yes, it's going on, but it's not what the media needs to be focused on.
Absolutely.
Did you happen to know that the that an audit was just put up against the Pentagon, and they cannot account for $6.5 trillion?
We just talked about that.
And we are talking about someone's individual opinion in the nation? Like, that's what we're focused on? No. No, I mean, I believe in his right to do whatever he wants, sit, stand, fuck while the fucking national anthem's going, but, I mean, it's just not what we should be focused on.
Absolutely. What do you think there's a bigger picture to it? You said it's a cover. Do you think that there's maybe more going on behind the scenes besides that audit that maybe they're trying to push?
There's always more going on behind the scenes. There's always more to do with the government that we're not going to know, that they're not going to make us aware of, that they're not going to fucking tell us because they don't want us to know. They don't want us to be in the know. They don't want society to be smart. They want to keep you fluoridated and fucking on TV and regular cable and fucking, they want to keep you dumbed down.
Keep you like cattle, so you follow in line.
We don't know about.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to me. I was telling Brittany how so many people are focusing on this, like you mentioned, yet it's something that he's doing on a time and place where he shouldn't. At work, when he has the most opportunity to be viewed, but in actuality, that's not the right time or place. If you are really an activist and trying to portray something that you're passionate about, do it on your time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how much you really mean it. Are you going out and you're petitioning in the street? Are you going out and helping those families?
Right?
Are you going out?
Is he protesting or giving the same stance while he's off work, while he's on his own personal time, while he's in his own individual life?
Absolutely.
Is he still going out and like expressing these views and expressing his disdain for the current situation and the current racial tension in America?
Yeah.
Like that's the question. I mean, yeah, this could also just, I mean, so many possibilities. It could be publicity, yeah. Oh, I'm going to take a stand or take an opinion in this, but only when I'm in the limelight.
Exactly. And look at his jersey sales now. They're number one in sales.
Skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
Look
That's
at that.
Another thing. No matter what his opinion is, it is still out there. It is still on national focus.
Yeah, absolutely. And now to pivot over, since you called it a perfect time, how do you feel about this whole thing about cancer? I wanted to break down, because this is the next subject I'm going to get into. I believe more people need to be aware that they're actually dying from chemo because they want you to perish. They don't want you to be healed. How do you feel about that?
That is also what I heard. I did hear that a UK study came out with information that more patients are dying from chemotherapy than actual cancer.
Yep.
That's
and that honestly does not surprise me. The pharmaceutical companies, the healthcare system, they want to keep you sick.
Big pharma.
I mean, my heart goes out to everyone and anyone who's ever suffered from cancer or knows anyone who suffered from cancer. I personally know a few people, but honestly, I don't think they'll ever cure it. It's too much of a money market. It's too much.
God, no. They'll lose billions of dollars just on chemo alone.
Yeah.
Amount of healthcare that people pay, and you know people are going to pay because nobody wants their family member to die.
Absolutely
nobody wants their
not.
Friend to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're going to do anything they can, even if it means putting themselves in financial ruin to, you know, pay these bills and get these people well and buy these prescriptions that they're selling you. Oh, eat this and it will kill the nausea from the chemotherapy we're giving, but we're going to sell you another prescription because the nausea killer also gives you anxiety.
And it's
an endless loop of just selling you prescriptions and keeping you sick.
Here, let me leave you with a couple of these facts. Did you know one of the side effects from chemotherapy is ironically cancer?
What?
How about that, Alex?
Wow.
Right? Shocker.
Wow.
And let me give you another fun fact, too. 75%, if not almost 80% of all worldwide physicians refuse chemotherapy and look into natural remedies and never again have let the cancer business make a second guess because the power of organic food is healing.
There you go. It's honestly all just money. That's also why they won't legalize marijuana. It's been proven over and over that CBD and THC can actively help cure, kill and cure cancer.
Absolutely. My man. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I want
us
to get you to call in once a week if I could.
No problem. I'll try and get on that.
My man. I need to get you in studio, too, if I can make that happen.
I need to be in that studio. We need to...
Yes.
We'll make this happen, because I got to get you a nice little seat next to the beautiful, talented Brittany Carrillo in there, so you guys can break down some stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a bong just for your studio.
Ooh, that's what we need right there. A little from Brittany. Do you want to leave our listeners with anything?
Just research.
Research.
Don't believe everything that the media tells you. The media is owned by six basic corporations, and it's all owned by the banks and politicians.
Amen.
Do your research. Look up on the internet. Find facts that are sourced and peer-reviewed by the scientific community. And
preach.
Stay awake.
My man. Keep preaching, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to call in.
My man.
Thank you.
So, Brittany, I thought that was ironic that the side effect of chemotherapy is cancer.
Yeah, I did not know that.
How are you... Hold on. The one and only thing we have to cure cancer causes cancer?
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Get this. I was doing some research. Like he said, don't believe everything you read.
Exactly.
There was a police officer who retired who had his youngest daughter who died from brain terminal ill cancer.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and listen to it.
My name is Sergeant Rick Schiff. I'm an 11-year veteran of the San Francisco Police Department. I hold the department's highest medal of honor for bravery. That used to mean a lot more to me than it does now. What I'd like to talk to you about today is my now 7-year-old daughter. This is an identical twin. Her sister is now dead. Her sister, when she was 4 years old, Kristen, developed a highly malignant brain tumor that had spread throughout her spine and her brain. The doctors told us that we had really two options: take her home, let her die, or bring her in for massive dosages of chemo and radiation simultaneously. In either event, she was going to die. They were quite certain of that, and very quickly. Believing her only chance to be the standard route, we gave her the chemo and radiation. It burned her skull so bad she had second-degree burns and her hair never came back. To change her diapers, we had to wear rubber gloves because her urine was so toxic and it burned her. At the end of 6 months, miraculously, she survived the standard treatment, although there was a high expectation she wouldn't. She still had cancer. We were told, sorry, we've done everything we can. Now she's going to die, probably within a couple of months. My wife and I, choosing not to accept that, started reading. The first book I picked up, the third chapter, discussed Dr. Brzezinski. As you may guess, I have some expertise in fraud. In fact, I'm quite certain there are enough attorneys in the room that I could be voir dired as an expert in fraud. And I conducted my own investigation. I have no doubt the man is not a fraud. I have no doubt that he does what he does out of earnest belief that his medicine works. And now you're in a position to judge for yourselves whether it works or not, but it's well established by the FDA that it's non-toxic. 18 months later, we took my daughter off the antineoplastin. She had not died. She had no signs of tumor. She remained free for 18 months of cancer. Within a month, the cancer was widespread in her brain. We put her back on Brzezinski's. By the way, at the objections of our doctors, for some reason felt that it had failed her. We put her back on. Within 9 weeks, the tumor was completely gone. She died last July of neurological necrosis. Her brain fell apart from the radiation. The autopsy showed that she was completely cancer-free. Out of 52 cases of that disease ever, no one died cancer-free, just Chrissy. So she didn't die of a terminal illness. She died of my inability to care for her properly, and she died from bad advice. She died because there's a government institution that disseminates false information and is not looking out for the welfare of the people. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I swore an oath 11 years ago, and I think most of us in this room swore it at one time or another, to uphold the Constitution. It says life right in the beginning.
That was heartbreaking
when
I heard that story.
That was really sad.
It's not just the fact that she passed away over an illness. It's the fact that our government gave false information.
That's horrible.
And rejected their Brzezinski's, check it out, treatment for her. And she actually died because of the chemotherapy, cancer-free, because her brain was too fried and broken down from all of the years of chemo and everything.
That's heartbreaking. Like, literally.
It's just funny to me how so many people, when you bring up something about the government false information outlets, or by portraying a different outlook of something they need to establish or for a sinister agenda, people automatically throw out, oh my God, you're a conspiracy theorist. How am I a conspiracy theorist because I'm thinking outside of the bubble? Did I legitimately tell you that the government's out to get us? No, but I don't think they're out there to protect you.
Yeah.
I mean, case in point, why would it be that they denied something that was proven to heal her? That was no chemical involvement, no nothing. Get this. It's simple. First of all, many people who are fighting cancer don't really even have cancer. Doctors, x-ray, and technicians and audiologists misread, purposely or accidental, lab results, and people go under the knife, get chemo and radiation for no reason but the pad and pocket of the billion-dollar cancer machine. Big Pharma. Just like Alley Cat, when he called in, that's his nickname, by the way, shout-outs. We used to talk about this a lot. He was the one that brought it up to me. Why do we believe so much what we're fed? Do people even know that every market of outlet media is controlled by 6 major corporations?
I didn't know it was 6.
It mind boggles me that people are spoon-fed information and will believe it.
Yeah.
Why?
People don't like to do their own research.
But what is the one thing I did appreciate at school? Research, research, research. Research papers, research papers. And then
people,
you have to put your links.
People are lazy.
Work ethics, nothing like that, huh?
They just like to be given.
Cancer victims are being processed, and they don't even know that the chemotherapy was first thought up by Nazis. Did you know that chemotherapy was invented by Nazis as a torture?
What?
It was a way of killing people slowly. That's why his little girl died, was from the breakdown of her body through chemotherapy.
Okay, well, what about the people who do survive?
Not everybody's the same. We all have chemistry sets. Our body's always different.
What about, but I mean, I'm sure they did chemo, right?
I'm sure there are some people that survive. I have shout outs to my buddy that lives across the street, Matt. Mm-hmm. Matthew. He had a bad sense. I don't remember what the terminology was for his cancer, but it was something in his knee. It was a massive growth. Mm-hmm. They had to take it out, did some chemo and all that. Luckily, it never came back, but he didn't do it as long and as harsh as most of these people do.
Mm.
The fact is, I do believe it does help some people. But why don't we do this simple fact of healthy herbal remedies, eating healthier, going on healthier activities, taking you outside. And there's a lot of herbal remedies out there that we don't even sell. For example, when you go over to Whole Paychecks, shout out to Whole Foods, there's a lot of products there people don't know are actually healthy for you that are organic. They actually have multivitamin pills that are smushed in. I think it's like over 100 different ingredients or whatnot. I take some of them. I'll tell you what. The first day I started feeling I was getting a cold not too long ago, overdosed on vitamin C. I was through my sickness in 12 hours.
Really?
People get sick for weeks sometimes.
Yeah.
Days.
Hello.
It's interesting to me that people don't really take the time to research. They assume and they believe what they read.
Yeah.
Like, again, the dark hole, Facebook, or media outlets. I know you were here for it when we played that audio tape of how it was over 40 different outlets of media sources in different countries all saying the same exact thing.
That's insane.
Open your eyes, people.
It's scary.
Look for stuff. People died from chemotherapy overdoses because they are already weak and consume all of the wrong foods. People don't know this, but food that's actually healthy was what our grandparents were eating before it was overdosed with hormones,
it's
preservatives,
now. Yeah.
Antibiotics.
But even the organic, like, is it truly organic?
Certain ones are. You have to go to Whole Foods because I can promote this. I've seen it firsthand. Every morning there are trucks delivering food, and every day they're getting rid of fresh food.
No wonder.
Through food so fast. Yeah, because it's
so
natural
expensive.
Food. Yeah, it's natural.
Yeah.
You have to think of the process it takes, man labor. When you take your car in to get it fixed for brake job, do you know how much your brakes are and how much the labor is?
Yeah.
The labor is almost four times, if not three times, as much as what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. You have to pay the farmers for planting it, growing it, picking it. You have to pay the suppliers for transferring it. You have to pay the shipment owners for processing it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay the people for holding it and selling it. So that's why when I go to Whole Foods and I get a green shake, it's $10.
Yeah.
Yet I can go to McDonald's and get 10 cheeseburgers for $10.
I know, that's so gross.
Yet that little green drink will go through me in 30 minutes. Those cheeseburgers, I'll eat for a week.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
I want you to wake up and see the reality of what this world is. And that's why shout outs to Steve Hartman.
Reality check.
Reality check.
Hey.
You need to know what you're getting involved in.
Yes.
And sadly for that man, he lost his daughter. And you could even hear when he was saying it, he choked up and
it
said,
it was really sad.
She passed away because of my false information.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. It's something I want people to know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just got to be careful with, you know, what you consume and not only eating wise, but also
it's hard though. People don't have the money.
That is very true. I was about to say that because it is expensive.
Everything.
I go to Whole Foods and it's like the chicken, you know, and the salmon
oh,
and all
man.
That. I'm like
$10 for just like a pound of it or something.
I'm gonna be poor after this.
I go to Whole Foods. Low key, I don't look at my bank account how much I spend every week. I drop $40 every morning at Whole Foods. Every morning to get me through breakfast and lunch.
Are you serious?
I swear. And then I still have to get something to eat after lunch because I'm hungry.
Oh my goodness.
Natural food breaks down quickly, but it's healthy for you. I'll tell you what, the way that I'm looking physique-wise and feeling healthy-wise, I have more energy than I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
I feel better than I've ever had, and I've looked better than I ever had.
Yeah.
Because I'm spending the money on myself. What is the one investment you can always make that'll never go bad?
Yourself.
Woohoo! Brittany. Oh, everybody, Brittany is here for all week. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the one and the only Brittany.
That's funny.
It's true. The one person you can always invest in is yourself, and it's never going to be a bad investment.
Mm-hmm.
So, cancer is America's leading cause of death over people under the age of 85. Soak that in. The leading cause of death is cancer for everyone under the age of 85.
It's scary that they're lying about.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Approximately 40% of every male and female will be diagnosed with a form of cancer in their lifetime. That means one out of two people, basically.
That's so scary.
There are an estimate 13 million, that's six zeros at the end of it, people living with cancer right now in the United States.
But they may not be really living with cancer, you said, right?
Ooh, Brittany, you were on this higher consciousness floor already. Jesus
Christ.
Everybody, Brittany. let's see. Oh, we got shout outs from Lindsay Cerugi, who says, I love these topics of big pharma. Most people are lacking quality food, fresh air, and water.
Mm-hmm.
That is hands down the double bell.
Very true.
Lindsay. People don't understand the quality of healthy living. You know what's the biggest thing that can get you through the day? Positivity.
Oh my gosh, vibes.
I have vibes nonstop. I'm telling you what, I was gone for a week over my birthday. Thank you everybody for the birthday wishes. I already know, Bree, I know, you shouted me out. Thank you for that. I took a week off for my birthday. I came back, I kid you not, I had people tell me, where were you? We needed your daily dose of positivity.
See?
I walk in here, I get here at 5:15 in the morning and I sleep in my car for 2 hours.
Wow.
I travel for almost 2.5 to 3 hours a day.
Ugh.
I'm still the most happiest guy because I'm living what I love to do. I started this in school and now I'm doing it for a career.
Exactly.
Work, grind.
Yeah.
It pays off. I know the moment might suck, like I was telling you, but enjoy the struggle. Mm-hmm. Mold you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be who I was today if it wasn't for my past.
Very true.
Always remember it, but never look back. Embrace it and move forward. So,
exactly.
Guess what the types of cancer are that we have? I'll throw these out there. Lung and bronchitis cancer, 225,000, resulting in 180,000 deaths. Colon and rectum cancer, 136,000, 80,000 resulting in deaths. Breast cancer, 230,000, 60,000 resulting in deaths. Prostate cancer, this is a big one, 230,000, 40,000 have ended in deaths. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma. I hope I pronounced that right. I don't have medical background. 70,000, resulting in almost 20,000 deaths. All types of cancer this year, 2 million, resulting in a million deaths. There's bigger issues at hand than Colin Kaepernick. I love his debut of his protest for equality and everybody being treated justly in this world. Most people that you see portrayed being shot innocently might have done something to result in that.
Yeah.
What was the guy, his name, tried to manhandle a cop, ended up getting shot and killed. Everyone freaked out. They started rioting. And then there was videos of people actually flipping over cars, burning buildings. How is that going to get your point across? You are just making it even worse. I saw videos of people picking out white people down the street saying, get him, beat him up, beat his ass.
What?
Swear to God. People are saying all this. And I'm sitting there thinking, you are exactly what these people want you to do. Have you ever thought maybe the social media aspect and the media outlets show you these things to get you riled up to see what you will do?
Of course. Of course.
Did you know that there's actually a thing that's called mental warfare going on and people don't know this, that they are trying to anticipate what you will do before you do it. There is a movie of this out back in the day with Tom Cruise where they would arrest people for doing things that they didn't even do yet.
Oh my God.
There was a pool of these people. They're supposed to be psychics. They had a pool of them that they had these things tacked to their head in a pool of water.
Mm-hmm.
And they would predict things that would happen a year to a month away. And they would arrest the people for, it was, I don't remember the correct term, but it was basically for future something, future criminal activity. That is what they're trying to accomplish today. They want to know basically what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, and where we're going to do it. And this doesn't mind boggle people. Think about that for a sec. They will know what you're going to do before you do it.
No.
That should be an eye-opener
for
people. People were saw on this Pokemon Go fad, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that there was actually a plane that would cycle around every night collecting every phone data information from people's phones every night after you were done playing it? Because they're trying to collect information to read our daily rituals, to see what our fads are, to see what our natural habitat is. So then if you can control someone's outlet and know what they're going to do, you control the species. Why do you think as a whole we are naturally getting dumber? I'm sorry to say, but it seems like stupidity is now more out there than common sense.
Technology is like...
It's a damper. We have smartphones for dumb people.
Seriously.
Come on now. I mean, give myself the bell for that.
Yeah.
We're relying so much on technology. If I took my phone away today, I will put money on it. People will not know how to live their fucking life.
No. People will not know how to get home. Oh my gosh.
Isn't it bad?
Yeah.
There's issues like this at hand nobody's talking about. And I want to bring it to light. And that's why we have our famous show.
Reality Check.
But let's have a little fun. Let's do some top three with Brittany.
Hey.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
I've been dying.
The top three of the week. Ooh. Here's Brittany Carrillo.
Damn! What you got, B?
Okay, I'm going to start with the fun one.
All right, let's do it.
The new iPhone 7.
Woo! Shout out to the 7.
Out. Yeah, so, okay, get this. New cameras, water resistant, stereo speakers, and longer battery life.
Hey,
we all want that, right?
I feel like it gets lower every time I use it.
Oh my God, seriously, me too. But there is something minor, small detail. There's going to be no headphone jack.
What?
Nope. So it's aiming at speeding the adoption of high-end Bluetooth technology.
Okay.
Okay. So they are going to be giving out these, not giving out. They're called AirPods.
AirPods.
Which, yeah, it's a wireless version of the standard white earbuds that usually comes with the iPhones.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But they aren't coming with the iPhone. Now you have to pay for them, and it's going to be $159.
Oh, my gosh. So that doesn't come standard? We actually have to buy that
you
now?
You have to buy that.
Okay, let me get the money. That's interesting.
So the iPhone 7, you want earphones? Either go ahead and buy some Bluetooth ones.
That's what I was going to say. Here's my question. Can we still buy our old Bluetooth, say just Sony headsets or Beats, and use it Bluetooth and connect still?
They're going to sell something for that. Okay. So you're still going to have to buy something.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, it just comes in here. Headphones are super cheap, like little ones, or the ones that come standard with it.
And now the standard ones are just cutting off the wire and selling them for $140, huh?
Mm-hmm, $159, Alex.
Shout out to the big money.
Right?
So how much, did they say how much the phones are going to be?
Oh my God, they're expensive. Like, the regular iPhone 7, I believe, was like six something. Ooh. And the 7 Plus was like seven something.
Save that money.
Mm-hmm. That's like a Disney pass. I was looking at a Disney pass. I'm like...
But at least there's no lines, hey.
True.
What we got number two, B?
All right, second one. Let's do... Okay, since we're talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
So, Darren Seals. He was a Ferguson activist and was found dead inside...
Ferguson. That's the name. The guy was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Ferguson. I knew it would come back to me, baby. Let's
go.
Keep it going, B. I love it.
He was found dead inside a burned car.
Yep.
Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay. Well, he was one of the activists who led protests in response to the police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So after the flames were extinguished from the car, police discovered Seals, who appeared to have been shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was very active on Twitter, and he was talking...
I did you with that real quick.
He talked a lot about Kaepernick.
Okay.
And in one of the tweets he put, he was like, men can fight for women's rights, straight people can fight for LGBT rights, but Kaepernick can't fight for black rights because he's half white. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Another one. The NFL mad about Kaepernick protests, but I bet they don't turn down all the money from the jersey sales.
Absolutely not.
Cops threaten not to protect Colin Kaepernick, but will provide extra security for rapist Brock Turner. And then here, what I was talking about earlier, Colin Kaepernick inspired 6 fifth graders to take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hmm. You know what's funny is my mom, shout outs again, she talked about this issue. She said, the reason I'm not supporting this is because kids look up to these people.
Yes.
Sadly, kids look up to big figures, and especially a professional athlete, that's a hero. I remember looking up to soccer players. I was a soccer fan.
Of course.
They were my heroes. You wanted to be just like them.
Exactly.
Growing up in the world, there's no manual to be a kid. There's no manual to growing up. So you look to your outsources of what's betrayed, and sadly, we have this, Kardashians, Trump. Our youth's not going to be that great, I'll tell you right now, unless somebody does
really
something.
It's really not. It's horrible.
And you know what's funny is you bring that up. Did you know that the Cowboys were trying to put actually emblems on the back of their helmets, really small emblems that were portraying support for the police officers, and the NFL said no. Yet, they will allow him to sit out the national anthem.
What?
Think about that for a sec.
That doesn't even make sense.
How is it possible that someone is able physically to sit down out of a national anthem, but it's okay to have that little emblem on the side of your head?
But
it's not okay.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Right? There's something more to it, B.
Yeah, like why didn't Kaepernick get, like a...
slap on the wrist?
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going to call it right now. If he doesn't keep up his professional side, he won't be there much longer. That's a hot take for you right there. What's our last one, B?
We'll see.
She said, let's see.
Okay. So, let's do...
What's up?
Okay, a Minnesota man named Danny Henrich admitted in court Tuesday that he abducted and killed an 11-year-old boy 22 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yes, and that was back in 1989. He helped police locate his remains last week as part of an agreement.
Okay.
The 11-year-old boy, Jacob Witterling, was riding his bike with his brother and a friend when he was abducted by Danny. He admitted to not only killing him, but also sexually assaulting the boy and then shooting him.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. So, Danny Henrich, also confessed to sexually assaulting another 12-year-old boy and now faces 20 years sentence. And I guess authorities went into his home and found child pornography in binders as well as in a computer hard drive. Yeah, I found that, so sad.
It's disturbing. See, there's people like that out there. Yeah, you're going to tell us we don't need police officers to protect
us,
huh?
See, all of this, it's just a lot.
It's...
I don't know.
there's evil out there. There's always bad apples. And especially someone that I think came up in a bad environment, hate breeds hate. Stupidity breeds stupidity. Mm. So for something like that, it lets me know he was a troubled person growing up.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good life.
No.
But at the same time, there's not much you can say about that. It's one of those hateful things it's horrible to hear about. And sadly, it's just you kind of have to watch your kids. You really have to be more portrayed about them. Shout outs to Harambe. You know,
mm-hmm.
somebody let him slip and a gorilla had to lose his life because
Aww.
Of it. I'm being real, man. It's just it's not a topical issue anymore, but it's still a hard hitting fact that why aren't you paying attention to your children?
No.
I understand children run around, but you it sounds bad to say, but you know how we get tested for driver's license? I think we need to test for rights to have a baby, like to
right?
have children.
Some people are not suited.
Oh, man. Stupidity breeds stupidity. I'm sorry to say it, but you're not going to breed a genius if you're one of those people. So. But hey, that's a top three with Brittany, everybody. I liked it. I liked it. So to keep the high note going, turn it back up to have some people excited, I found a funny clip on the internet.
Ooh.
I always look for clip of the weeks, right?
Okay.
I have two this time, so we can part ways with some good stuff.
Holla.
The first clip of the week, loved every movie he had, and sadly, he had a lot of inner demons that I didn't know about.
Mm.
People didn't really talk about it. His name was Robin Williams.
Love him.
Absolutely loved his work, his whole embodiment, and I actually recommend people to go on Facebook and actually check out his stand-up comedy or Instagram, or also, I think YouTube's the best place to look for it.
Okay.
Here's a clip. It's one of my favorites from his stand-up. This is about golf. Let's take a listen.
And if you want a linguistic adventure, go drinking with a Scotsman. Because you can't fucking understand them before. You land in Scotland and they're going, "Tittle keep if you like." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Fuck, take it, put like burn the bullets, that's it, right? Pay for you think of it. Sure. Oh, fuck, sure, right? Man, you know the bump by backside of the peak, your ass on the floor, right, Kevin, hey? Sure. Oh, sure, you dumb fucking bastard. You realise that, eh? And you realise how drunk they get, they could wear a skirt and not care. And how they could invent a sport like golf. Here's my idea for a fucking sport. I knock a ball in a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like pool? Fuck off, pool! Not with a straight stick, with a little fucked up stick. I whack a ball that goes in a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like croquet? Fuck croquet!
Fuck croquet!
I put the hole hundreds of yards away! Yeah, yeah, that's a great thing. Oh, like a bowling thing. Fuck no! Not straight, I put shit in the way. Like trees and bushes and high grass, so you can lose your fucking ball and go whacking away with a fucking tire iron. Whacking away, and each time you miss, you feel like you're gonna have a stroke. Fuck, that's what we'll call it.
A stroke?
A stroke, because every time you miss, you feel like you're gonna fucking die. Oh, here's a bit of bat. Oh, fuck, this is brilliant. Right near the end, I'll put a flat piece with a little flag to give you fucking hope. But then I'll put a pool and a sandbox to fuck with your ball again. Ah, you'll be there trashing your ass, jerking away in the sand. Oh, you do this one time. Fuck no! 18 fucking times!
Oh my God.
Do you hear his energy?
Yeah.
When you see him too on TV, he's got so much energy. He had a table of over 20 water bottles. He didn't touch one. Every time he would go for it, he'd just go right back into something.
Oh my gosh.
He embodied that lifestyle. You could tell he was an individual. That was just naturally funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you hanged out for a day with him, best friend.
I know.
He would make you laugh nonstop.
He was very funny.
And what's the one thing everybody wants in life? To be happy, but also
to laugh.
Hey, everybody loves to laugh, B. Who doesn't like to laugh? Did you know it's actually proven you burn calories by smiling and laughing?
I've heard that.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
It physically is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend everybody go to a comedy show.
Yes.
Check out something.
There's so much fun.
You might learn something new.
Yep.
And somebody like Robin Williams, who embodied that lifestyle, is the perfect example of a clip of the week for us.
Yeah.
There's another clip I found.
Okay.
This is of an Aussie man.
Oh, my God.
And I showed you it. So basically, I'll give you the background because we can't do the video part. He's talking about a Mexican meteorologist. But basically, every time you hear him say, fucking A, she's turning around. So she's doing a side turn so you see her butt. Phenomenal butt. I'm just saying, shout outs to squats. Squats are life, ladies. And by the way, not everybody has the genetics to be born with a great body or a butt. So don't think if one person does something to get a butt, it'll help you out. Learn new ways to get yourself that butt. Work for it. Not everybody's the same. Yep. Check this guy out real quick. So it's been over a year since I've discovered Mexican meteorologist.
So it's been over a year since I discovered Mexican meteorology, and fucking some things never change. They are still the world's leading professionals, in my level-headed opinion. Mexico is my number one source in global weather reporting, and they've been challenged. The last year has been chaotic. The Monterey News has taken on a massive load of competitors. But no one, fucking no one, can turn left like Yannette Garcia does. No one can tell you a thunderstorm is going to blow over your fence on Tuesday and make you fucking look forward to it. Seriously, the Albanians have tried whipping their tits out over the last year. I think she got a few Instagram followers. Even the Russians are getting involved. Although I find this Sheila a little terrifying, if I'm honest. I feel like she'd rip your head off after mating with you. Or that she's a Men in Black character wearing a human skin. I don't know. I can't put my fucking finger on.
Hold on. He said a Men in Black character wearing a fucking human skin.
Oh my God.
You have to watch the video, everybody. Just go on YouTube or Facebook and look up Aussie Man Reviews Mexican Meteorologist. Let's finish it real quick.
On it. I just have trouble trusting her for my Russian weather news. But overall, there can only be one true Queen of the North. Oh. Everyone else is a hack hoping for fame through a nip slip. Bloody stay classy. Mexico, Minima, Maxima, Nochi. That actually looks like a bloody mint, Dave.
I can't.
Cinema, Noche. Looks like a fucking mint day for a Barbie. Shout out to all my Australian lovers. That's for you guys, man. I have a lot of family out there.
Oh, my God.
That had me rolling. I showed it to a couple of guys in the edit bay when I was rolling it in. They loved it.
That's hilarious.
She is fine. She's beautiful.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, and when she does that side turn, he's like, no one can turn the Queen of the North. There only could be one Garcia. And she is fucking phenomenal. I'll tell you, every time I see her, Albanians are whipping out their tits. And it's nothing close. She might have got a few Instagram followers, but that's about it. And then we asked, can she do it again?
Can't do it.
But wait, there's more. We said we need it.
Will you stop it?
No, we can't.
Can't do it.
But we did.
You're so good. So good.
Let me get a round of applause real quick, everybody. Round of applause. The big A. The big A.
Oh, my God.
So those were some really good clips. I had to show those to people. They made my day.
Hilarious.
The best one. Oh, man, I need to stop knocking my phone over. But it's funny to me because something like that, laughter, can change everything.
Oh, for sure.
It makes everything better.
It does.
I think there's a way people have to find kind of medium of doing serious topics with comedy so people can actually laugh about it, but seriously take it home and say, that was true, though.
Mm-hmm.
That really made sense to me.
Yeah.
So that's what I want people to leave with. I want people to understand that this Kaepernick thing, it's not as big of an issue as people are making it because he's doing it the wrong time at the wrong place.
Yeah.
So his message is being overlooked. He's disrespecting a lot of people who gave their lives to protect this country.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, Kaepernick. I'm all for it. I want equality. I want equal rights. I want everyone to be on the same level.
Just in a different manner.
But do it on your own time.
Yeah.
Show me how much you really love this. And I will support you 110%.
Exactly.
The fact that your sales on your jerseys are going up, kids at schools now are doing this, I can't support you on that, my man.
Mm-hmm.
It's sending the wrong message. I bet if I ask all those people why they're supporting it, they'll say, BLM, Black Lives Matter. Yes, but that's not what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the injustice with our police officers, unjustly, and killing innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Cancer. I want you to be aware that cancer is everywhere. And it's not because it's something that we just undergo or we just randomly catch like a cold. It's something that your lifestyle can bring. Eating bad. Not getting the fresh air because we're stuck in this fucking... You want something that I call cancer? Big cities.
Oh,
too
God.
Many cells create cancer. Too many people in a city is cancer.
Yeah.
You can't overdo it. Shout outs to Labor Day that just passed. I worked on Labor Day. Brittany, there was nobody. I drove on the freeway. Nobody.
You didn't get any traffic?
Absolutely none. I woke up at my normal time at 4 a.m., was driving on the freeway. Like, what the fuck is going on here? I could have been back at home having a mint bobby. You know, I was pissed. And I get to work. Nobody's here. Go to Pollo on my lunch. Nobody's even empty. In Pollo. They had one person there just cooking chicken. Like, what's up, home? So you want some food? I'm like, dude, if you'll make it. I mean, if you're open still. Went through, got my lunch, came back to my show. I left at 4 o'clock. No traffic. Got home in under an hour.
Isn't that perfect?
Oh, it was bliss.
And then back to
it
reality.
It was fucking perfect. Like a mint bobby on a long sunny day. Brittany Carrillo coming from KLAC to us live on Fox Sports Radio on Reality Check. Let me hear it.
Reality Check.
Reality Check.
Reality Check.
And I want to thank you for your mint body and always turning to the left with your top three.
I can't with you.
I'm sorry. I had to do some fun. But I want people to be aware. I want people to do research. I want you to know that this life is what you make it. Shout outs to Alex Wall for giving us his input.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable. He knows his stuff. Talking about marijuana, I'm going to do that on the next show. I want to enlighten people. It's not as bad as you think. The whole reason it was banned, this is a little tease, back in the 1800s, they were scared because hemp was going to overtake paper. So the paper industry backlashed and made up stories written in their articles saying blacks and Hispanics are smoking marijuana and raping white women. People freaked because race was big back then, not as big now.
Mm-hmm.
Equally wise, they banned it, punished it, made it legal, federal, everything. But in actuality, it has the most healing properties. People call it the devil's bush or the devil's weed. You're smoking that devil's grass, the stickiest of the icky. You know, like people are smoking that and they're freaking out. I say those people that are bums, they use it as a crutch. It's a way to enable you to be lazy.
Mm.
I work my ass off.
Yeah, you do.
It's a good way to relax.
Okay.
Did you know actually smoking marijuana reduces your risks of cancer and other diseases?
I did not know that.
Actually heals your body and relaxes it into a state of euphoria?
Nope.
There's a lot of things people don't know. It's not for everybody. Trust. It can heighten your awareness of paranoia. But just, it's something I want people to be conscious about. So that'll be the next show. We'll talk some about that. A little tease, right? You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you, boo-boo.
Okay, I'll see you.
You get nothing.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Shout out to Gene Wilder. Rest in peace, my man. I was a huge fan of Willy Wonka. Loved your work. You will be missed. Did you know there actually, there's a burger somewhere I saw? It's a rainbow burger. It's for him.
Oh, that's
cute. Yeah, like
cute.
The buns are all rainbow and stuff. It was pretty dope. So, thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Alex.
Always.
Thank you so much.
We did a photo shoot, everybody.
Yes,
we got some
tuned.
Photos coming out. Stay tuned.
Holla, holla, holla.
Hey, we got some big news coming, but it's not conspiracy theory. It's fucking next week. I'm gonna do that like, oh man, on my way home, just gonna, how you doing? Did you fucking catch the show? It was brilliant.
I'm done. I can't.
No, we're good. We're good. So everybody, I love you. Be good. Be safe. Be easy. And just to know that there's more out there that meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Brittany.
Yay.
And stay tuned. Next week, we're going to have another big show.
Yay. Can't wait.
Love you all. Peace.
Bye.